Nick Hart from Backstreet Boys.
Shout out to Boy Band Break.
It's Chris Kirkpatrick here. Shout out to your podcast, Boy Band Break.
Hey everybody, this is Howie D, and I'm listening to Boy Band Break.
Hi, Ashley Parker Angel here. Huge shout out to the Boy Band Break podcast.
This is Brad from LFO, and you are listening to Boy Band Break.
Hey, what's up? This is Jacob.
It's Dan.
What's up? It's Trevor.
And it's Eric Michael, and it's time for Boy Band Break, baby. Let's go!
Welcome back to Boy Band Break, where we encourage you to take a break from your day and join us in some boy band conversation. As always, I'm Chinzia.
I'm Sophia.
And I'm Lydia, aka Mama Lou.
Welcome back. Welcome back, guys. We have made it to the end of the year.
Woo! And it's gone very quickly.
Have you noticed
that?
2023 was quite quick.
Yes. It was, yeah.
After a slow years because of the pandemic and COVID, it has gone quickly.
Yes. I'm going to move this really quickly because I'm like, what is that red thing? Okay.
Anyways,
go ahead.
And we're going to talk about our year in review with
annual year in review, where we like to remind everybody what we've done this past year. And by remind everyone, I mean ourselves.
That's correct. We generally
forget what happened.
Because sometimes the year is like,
there's a lot going on.
The years start coming and they don't stop coming.
Right?
So, yes. As you guys know, we are a weekly podcast. Hopefully you are following us on all of our social medias. We are on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, X, whatever it's called, YouTube. And you can find us at Boy Band Break. Spell it out for us, Lydia.
BoyBandBreak.
Excellent. Thank you.
And all those links are in our link tree in our bio.
That's right.
On Twitter.
Yes.
X. Whatever.
Whatever.
I think that happened this year, right?
Yes.
Elon? Yeah, I think so.
Ugh,
yes.
Weird year. okay, so I'm just going to go to our... So in a way to help us recall what we've done this year, we also, every time we do something, we kind of make an episode about it. So we're going to do a quick check of our YouTube as well.
Yep.
And we also have our Facebook pages up so we can kind of go to a couple of albums, see if that kind of like triggers the memory. Whatever. So right now I'm going to present our YouTube share. I did it correctly.
Yes, I did.
Woo! Oh, Lydia, you're kind of out of shot. You want to come closer?
There we go.
All right.
Very good.
Okay. So our last year-end review was episode 224, which is the Happy New Year 2022 Boy Band Recap.
So all
right. Field trip. So we talked about, remember Don't Worry Darling, which was that Harry Styles movie,
which was very weird.
That was a very strange movie.
Then Lance had Frosted Tips. So that is Lance's podcast. So Frosted Tips was fast, still going strong.
And that was our first interview that we listened to on that podcast because JC was the first interview.
Yes. So JC Chazet from NSYNC, the elusive man himself, was on Lance's podcast. We talked about that. So now I see we have a lot of videos. So that's another thing, guys. If you, so we obviously have our episodes. So we have weekly episodes that come out every Sunday. But we also share footage from various events that we went to. So
we like to share our experiences like you're there with us.
Like you're there with
us. Unfortunately, we cannot monetize these because that's why our channel is not monetized because we have so much copyrighted content, but we do it for you guys.
Yes. So unfortunately, we make no money. So feel free to send us some.
Yes.
Anyways.
We do have a Ko-fi.
Yes. Right.
That's true. But anyway, so in January, so as we all know, Aaron Carter passed away in November of 2022.
Mm-hmm.
So then Nick and Angel, his twin sister, made an event called Songs for Tomorrow. So it was a benefit concert. It was in January. I cannot remember exactly when in January, but
if you partnered with On Our Sleeves.
So On Our Sleeves is a children mental health charity that raises money for children's mental health, basically. Mm. So that's where they kind of went to that.
I want to say January 18th. Does that sound...
It was middle of January.
I know it was a Wednesday.
It was in the middle of the week.
It was the middle of the week, so nobody else could come. I had bought the tickets ahead of time because I'm like, okay, let's do this. And then I was just like, this is stupid. I have to fly across the country, all that stuff. So we do have the recap episode of that. Yes. That is episode
227.
So go check that out. But anyways, basically, they also had this live streaming on Veeps.
Yep.
so people from around the world could watch it. But it was, they don't save it. They just did it as, you know, you can watch it at this time, whatever country you're in. It could be 2 o'clock in the morning or whatever, but then you can't see it again afterwards. Yeah. So I figured, well, I flew all the way to LA.
Yeah.
Might as well record everything.
Yes.
So I recorded the entire thing. The girl with the hat is Rose from, she is a Backstreet fan, and oh my god,
The Dark Side.
The Dark Side.
Yes.
So she has a lot. So she's there. So I'm
Forever
short.
Rebel as well.
Forever Rebel. Yeah. So she's done a lot of things. So that's
a lot of people record stuff and not. Sorry, they do it and they don't record it in order to drive ticket sales. A lot of times, that's why they do that.
Right.
But it kind of does suck though, because like it's like a moment in time, right?
And it was like, and it was a nice thing. So I thought maybe they might. I don't know if they were planning on possibly releasing it
in like a maybe DVD in the, or something.
Maybe or in like a special. In the future, so I don't know, but I figured I'm there anyways. Mm. Let me record it.
Yeah,
so,
absolutely.
A lot of views on them. Like for example, this one has 13,000 views.
Wow.
So this is when Angel and Lance were talking about it, and then Nick performed "Hurts to Love You," which was a very hard song to listen to in person. Still is. So that's a song that he wrote for Aaron, and yeah. So, anyways, if you want to check that out, I made a playlist as well, so you can check out the playlist, and it'll. Played all in order. So it was like a couple, about an hour and a half, 2 hours, I think, the concert. So there you go. All right. So, and then I don't know if we were going to show any of this. I'll just share this tab. Basically, I also have my, the trip. That's where I met my friend Leslie for the first time. So we did the Walk of Fame and all that jazz.
And where is that?
This is in Hollywood.
Oh, wow.
So yeah, so it was in LA. So we went to LA. Yeah, so there's like, there's Rose, there's Leslie, Sophie, there's, yeah, so there's just a bunch of,
basically all the people that you
all
see
the people that you see at like Nick events were there.
You're
so
see everyone. Like,
so yeah. It was a lot of things. It was good. I totally forgot. So this is, spoiler alert. This is the only picture I have of Nick with Nick this year, because I did not see Nick any other time this year. I saw him in concert, but I did not do a VIP or anything.
Yeah.
So
it's been a rough year financially, guys.
Yes.
The economy's bad.
But then I looked at the picture and I was like, you know what? This is a pretty good picture for 1 year. So I figured I'm going to LA anyways, might as well get the VIP. I didn't get the top level VIP, which gets like alcohol and stuff, because it was way more money. And I think I'll put that towards flight and hotel.
Yes. Absolutely.
So yeah. So for those who are watching this on Facebook, on YouTube, so we have Jacob from O-Town. We have Lance Bass from NSYNC. We have AJ from the Backstreet Boys. We have Eric from O-Town. Obviously, we have Nick Carter. We have Trevor from O-Town. We have Brad from LFO. And we have a few other people who are friends with Aaron. So this is Rod.
Rod.
He was kind of the host. And then David Archuleta, I think. And then two other people. I'm so sorry. These guys were super nice. I did talk to them. I have bad memory, so I don't recall what their names are, but they did. I want to say somebody was something B, Howard B.
Possibly.
I'm sorry. I can't remember what their names are, and they didn't say it ahead of time. So there you go. So anyways, they were there. So we did that. Ryan Cabrera was also there. So we hung out with Trevor for a little bit afterwards. We just happened to run in. This is the food from Lance's restaurant, and it was delicious and so good. Highly recommend going there. These are like buffalo chicken empanadas. Anyways, it was really good. And then,
we have a whole hour.
So I'm going to stop sharing this screen. And I'm going to go back to this one. Okay. So let's see. So we did that.
So that was January.
So that's still January.
And then we went to 90sCon Connecticut in March.
So let's show Sophia's tab, I guess.
It's your tab, but we're contributors together.
So I'll share this instead. So originally we got tickets for 90sCon because Nick and AJ were going to be there. Then the Backstreet Boys ended up extending their tour. And in all fairness to them, they did go to a lot of cool places.
They did. Absolutely. Yeah.
Iceland. They went to Egypt. They went to a lot of cool places around the world. So I'm like, okay, fair enough. I would also like to climb a pyramid and all these other things. But it was kind of annoying because they literally bailed like the day after we got non-refundable hotel rooms.
Right. And it was a week before the con.
Yeah. So we're like, are they going to bail? I don't know. They did. So we're like, great. Fun times. However, they were not the only boy banders there.
That's right.
So we have our delightful. So he was a replacement. So we have Jeff Timmons from 98 Degrees. And I got him to sign my 98 Degrees board game, which we have all played.
Yes. That's the one with that Justin Jeffrey.
Justin Jeffrey is pretty much the answer for everything. Yeah. So we have that. And then, of course, Hubs. Yes. Chris from NSYNC, so he was there. He had a broken arm.
Yeah,
I can't remember how
rotator cuff.
Yes,
because he was dancing and he was really into it. Apparently, yes, right?
So, I'm trying to think if there was any other boy banders at this event. I think that was Joey Fatone.
Yes.
So we didn't get him till day two because his line was
very popular.
Very
long line because he was popular.
There he is. Aww. Here's our Joey Fatone.
Yes. Cute.
So cute.
Oh, cute.
Look at us. That's making sweet. Dorky faces.
Yeah. Wow. That's what we do. Joey's fantastic.
And we then met some gay golden girls. They were pretty funny.
I was like, I need to take photos with them. I'm Sophia. That's
the main character. So it's true.
You met some people from Sabrina Teenage Witch.
Yes. Buffy.
Buffy. Here's our boy band pose.
Yes.
So Chris is rocking out with his one free arm. Jeff Timmons, and then Joey's on the ground. So there's our, like,
and then it was funny because he did one and then I was like, okay, I guess I'm doing two, like a peace sign.
Then
Chinzia was the fun face.
I don't know what the heck he's doing. I don't know what I'm doing. So So that was that. We met some other people. Mrs. Bozzi, who listens to Well,
and then we met the Beverly Hills, one of the other, they're some of my favorites.
That's a nice red. I should have gotten hair that color.
Yeah.
I can't remember. This is the problem. I don't write down what color hair dye I put in. So, yes.
Then
here's some other NSYNC fans and Mission NSYNC. So we have Lauren, who actually was on at a future event that I went to, but I will talk about that later. And Deanna. And so we had Lauren.
We interviewed them.
Yes, we did. So, and Lolly from Lolly Land and her sister was there.
And then the first time meeting the other ones from Beverly Hills 90210, which was awesome because I grew up watching that show.
Yes, for sure. This guy was the guy from Clueless.
He was hilarious.
He was so funny. We had no intention of meeting him. Remember his name, Brecklin.
Yeah.
No intention of meeting him, but the panel was hilarious.
So we're like, we gotta go meet him. Like, he's so funny. Yeah.
And then I did my slime machine as per usual. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed that. More Chris, and then it looks like he's choking me for some reason, or that we're announcing some sort of pregnancy. Guys, I'm just fat. That's just how it is. It was kind of awkward. And then we did the She-Wolf with Stephanie Tanner.
Yes. And then the Power Rangers DJ. He's awesome.
And then
that's it.
That is it. And then we died in this hotel of crap. So yes. So anyway, so that is that one. Yeah. Okay, so after 90s Con in March. Sorry, guys. Okay. Thank you, Lydia, the technical producer. Okay. So after, and our shockingly, a lot of people really like Charmed. Because we got 46,000 views on the channel.
Can I just say, not shockingly, if you're a fan of them or the show.
But what was the thing? There was some people who had never met before or something.
So Rose McGowan and Shannon Doherty never met on the show because obviously one of the sisters was killed off because of bad backstage.
Was Shannon Doherty?
Yes.
Okay.
So two sisters hadn't met. So it was like, oh my gosh, two of the sisters who hadn't met are finally meeting.
So it was like
meeting.
Their first time on stage together.
So it was pretty cool.
Yeah. Saved by a Bell panel also got stuff. That ironically, was fun. The boy band panel did not have as many views.
Which is crazy.
Which is crazy, because right? that's what our channel is about. Boy bands, but there you go.
It's all good. And then after March, we did the Nile stuff.
Yes. Do we consider Glass Tiger a boy band? I don't know. They're a Canadian rock band.
Was this at Carmen's?
Carmen's. Me and you would have gone to that because we got free tickets because Josh had bought some tickets.
I don't remember that.
Yes.
You were not there.
Yes, you weren't there. That's right.
So then Lydia's like, oh, they're a band. We're famous in the 80s. Let's put them on the channel. So there you go.
Yeah.
Shockingly, also not a lot of views.
Okay. We tried.
So then we had our recap episodes of 90s Con. We have three parters. So that is 90s Con 2023 Hartford Part 1, 2, and 3. Yes. Okay, Kara. Oh, I forgot about this. Kara and Amelia from BSB Fangirls wrote a Backstreet Boys book.
Yes.
So
was it that really nice one?
That nice card cover book. So they did that.
30 years of BSB.
I am quoted in the book, but I don't have a picture in the book. So
That's okay.
But it's basically a really good timeline, kind of like talking about the whole 30 years of the Backstreet Boys and all that stuff. So we had Kara on our podcast. Then we had Ashley Parker Angel from O-Town was on Lance's podcast.
That was a good episode. That was a really good episode. I learned a lot of things there. Yeah. Lots of good tidbits.
Me and Kenny enjoyed that episode a lot, actually.
And then I think that episode really helped us on
the Masked Singer. Yeah. So just recently revealed, I guess last month or whatever, Ashley Parker Angel from O-Town was S'mores on the Masked Singer. And because I had listened to Lance's podcast, like the clues were like, oh, that's so easy. Like, that was... His dad didn't want him because a lot of people thought it was Kevin from Backstreet Boys.
Right.
But I have no idea because A, it didn't sound like Kevin
at all. Not at all.
And B, like Kevin's dad supported him. So, yes. And Ashley's dad did not. So.
And also, one of the clues was an angel on a Christmas tree.
Yes. Yeah. There was a lot of very easy clues that people are like, no, that's this. I'm like, that doesn't make any sense. Right. And they're like, oh, Chicago style pizza and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, you guys are just ridiculous. But anyways, it was Ashley. Yes. We were right. So First of all, I never watched The Masked Singer because it drives me nuts. That they're not in any order.
The only one
they make different groups and it's like a whole big thing. So if a boy bander is on it, I will listen.
Nick Carter.
And then Nick, when he was on,
so easy.
The Pink Crocodile, within 2 seconds of hearing his voice, I'm like, that's Nick Carter.
Yeah, that's right.
And and some people who are big Nick fans were like, no, I don't think it's him. We're like,
yes,
it's him voice-wise, and those are his thighs.
Yes.
His
body language. Like, it's that's how he is. Yes. We knew right away.
Nick has thick thighs.
Yes. And to be fair, in an interview, Kevin also said that.
What?
I knew about the thighs. I knew it was Nick because of the thighs. So, see? Look at
that. Amazing.
So, anyways, so that was good to learn more about Ashley, and he's an actor and all that stuff. So, it was kind of like helpful stuff for me, too. So,
I love it.
This one, we just kind of kept talking about a K-pop group called 17. Then our first like official outing in Canada was to go see Niall Horan from One Direction at Sugar Beach in Toronto. That was on May 3rd.
And it's like basically on since COVID, not everyone came together, but this was
like
their first thing, right?
People were very packed. Yes. And it was raining. It was shitty weather.
Toronto comes through.
And we were like, Lydia was having an anxiety attack.
I'm like, I gotta go.
Because Lydia was very germaphobic.
Which is understandable.
And so this was like one of her first official outings out. So that was really hard. And then Sophia and I.
I got to hold your jacket so I
You got to sit on
it. And I got to sit at Sugar Beach, like on like a Muskoka chair. I love
that. So those who don't know, Sugar Beach is outside of the Chorus Key building. Chorus Entertainment is a media thing, and they have actual like
it's a man-made.
It's not sugar. Beach. It's actually sand.
Yes. It's beside a sugar factory.
Yes. So that's why it's called Sugar Beach. So they have these like fake umbrellas and stuff.
It's a very nice beach when it's not raining.
You can't go in the water.
You definitely cannot.
You should not go in the water.
It's like a shipping dock because I'm pretty sure that's where the sugar cane comes in.
Yes, you're right. Yes,
so. So we were thought Niall was there because we couldn't see anything. They also did not have speakers.
And no agenda of like, hey guys, he'll be here in 10 minutes. Like
nothing. So then people are singing along. Then it turned out that people were singing along to the radio because he definitely was not there. So finally, then people were getting like frustrated because they're amateurs and have not been in crowds before. So they all left, and Sophia and I like snuck up through the sides because nobody was there.
Because they became room after a while.
So
right?
We finally made it up right as Niall was performing. So we got some good footage. And then because there was too many people pushing, we were not pushing.
We were trying to get out of the way so people could go by.
He was supposed to do like 5 songs, I think. And he ended up only doing like 2, I want to say.
I think 2 or 3, or maybe 2.5. Something like that.
Definitely his one song. Yeah. So we recorded that one. It's funny because we also went live several times because we thought he was there and he was not.
Oopsie.
Oh, well. Feel the with
you live and you learn, right?
So we,
it was a very last minute concert, too. So.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Anyways, go ahead.
Return of the Mac. Oh my God.
That was funny.
We found like an old Joey McIntyre from New Kids on the Block show and we watched all the episodes. It was kind of like a fake version of his life because like his family was in it as well. It was an interesting show. Maybe not all of us liked it, but it was like I thought it was cheesy and fun. That's my type of show, but yes,
it was something. It was okay, you know, like
people got some paid part to be there.
Right, some parts were good and
there was
some
a lot
parts,
of cameos from other people, like other celebrities. Yeah, it was kind of funny. I liked
it. Was not bad.
The Jonas Brothers came out with a new album called The Album. Mm-hmm. Yes. So that was, we did a review of that. Let's see. Then Sophia and I went to the Pop 2000 show in Niagara Falls, Canada. So this
in
was
in June.
This is, yes. So this was the only Canadian date that O-Town has had in a very long time. So we decided, you know what, we're going to get VIP. So we did that
with
at the last minute. And it was a very stressful thing. But anyways, it eventually got worked out because their money thing wasn't working. But basically, yes. So it was obviously O-Town.
Wait, is this where I went with Alan?
Yes.
Oh, you did go. Yes.
Okay. Yes. I remember. Yes.
Okay. So Lydia and Alan went because Alan got free tickets from the casino.
Right. Yes.
And then he took you out to dinner as well.
He did. Yes. Yes. Comp. I loved it.
Yes. So Lydia was all bougie. And Sophia and I went to, we got the sound check. So it was kind of cool. We got to kind of go. It was the new OLG stage. Yes. It only has had a few shows so far. I guess by now it's been open about 8 months now. But it's one of the things, theaters in Niagara Falls. It holds like 5,000 people. So Chris Runsink was hosting this one. Smash Mouth was there. This was the very first show that Smash Mouth was there.
They were the lead
for some
the headliner, there,
but okay,
definitely should not have been.
Nope.
O-Town was there. Brad from LFO was there.
Yeah,
Ryan never Cabrera was show. There. And we missed Ryan Cabrera because we were waiting for Lydia and Alan to come. Because
listen, Alan takes a lot of smoke breaks.
Definitely does.
And yes. I was very excited about the buffet. So like,
and to be fair, we had already seen Ryan Cabrera, didn't we? That's how
we have seen Rob.
So we're like, oh, okay, we already seen him. No worries.
And we're like, we'll make it down in time. We did not.
And actually, they were playing it on the PA or something.
Yes, we could hear it, but they weren't showing it.
Right. So.
But then we got down, and then Chris saw us and pointed to us. So
we and then we found out.
Because we were third row.
Right. And then we found out O-Town
was so mad.
You should have moved up. I just kept telling you telepathically.
I was so mad. So you know how sometimes when you go to a venue, you don't know what it's like. What the security is going to be like, whatever. So I didn't find this out until we went to the Aqua concert. But like the people in the front row, but I had gone to a couple of events there and people were like crowded in the stage area. Nobody was doing that. And there was security and stuff. So I'm like, oh, I don't think we're allowed to go up there. Because the people in the front row were standing at their seats. I find out the Aqua concert for this particular venue, if you were within the first five rows, you were allowed to rush the stage area.
Yeah, I wish we knew.
So I didn't know and I felt awkward. And then when they were like coming out to Love These Are the Days.
When they were recording,
I kind of tried to sneak up, but I felt awkward because I didn't want security to yell at me because we went to that other casino show in the States. They yelled when long story long, in the future, if you're at the OLG stage in Niagara Falls, you're allowed to go to the stage if you're within the first
shoot your shot, man. I mean, what's the worst thing to say is no.
And I know, but I just felt so awkward. And then there was nobody beside us. Then when I finally was like, fuck it, I'm going up. Then the girls showed up. And I was just like, so now we were trapped. And that's the worst part about not being an aisle seat is you're now trapped.
Yeah.
So,
and because we were late, we found out that O-Town was second act.
Yes.
And we didn't think that.
Because we thought O-Town was the headliner.
Right.
And then Smash Mouth ended up being that.
Boo.
Which in theory, okay, sure, but it wasn't Smash Mouth because they had replaced the lead singer.
Yes,
and they had replaced other people, so I think only like one of the guitar guys was still.
Yeah, and then we got a pick.
So we're like, might as well get something. But basically, the point is that you're not the lead singer. Nobody knows the rest of the band, and we only knew like three of their songs that were on the radio. So I'm like, they should not have been headlining. O-Town should have been headlining.
It's you know what, this is a very good psychological test. This is lock socks. If you have a favorite pair of socks and you keep repairing them and then suddenly everything's repaired, is it still the same pair of socks or is it a brand new sock? So you replace the lead singer.
I've heard that with boats.
Yes.
Because a boat, at least you're making different parts.
There's two theories. There's the lock socks or the boat of Theseus. So the boat of the Theseus theory is that you have this boat and parts of it break and you keep repairing it. So at one point, you now have repaired it more than it actually exists. So is it the actual boat itself? Is it the ship of the Theseus or is it a new boat? Smash Mouth without the lead singer?
To be fair,
who knows?
Majority of people didn't know that the lead singer wasn't the lead singer.
Samesies.
Right?
I didn't know either. I'm like, he looks a bit different.
I only knew that because I read an article.
Yes, exactly. So guys, let us know in the comments, what do you think? Does Smash Mouth still Smash Mouth if the lead singer is replaced?
And now the lead singer passed away afterwards.
Yes.
Oh, yes, he did.
Like a month ago.
At this time, he was not.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was like a few weeks later.
So here's our picture of O-Town. Why is Chinzia laughing so hard? Because Trevor farted.
Oh, and then try to blame one of the guys.
Oh, God.
I think it was Eric he tried to blame.
It was the funniest thing ever. So I could not stop laughing.
Oh, my God. That was so funny.
Can I just say how much I love Joel?
He's adorable. Yes.
Yeah,
he's so fun.
Oh, where's your picture? Was your picture not there?
No, it's in mine.
Oh, do you added your pictures after?
Yeah.
Sophia, you need to add things to the thing.
Maybe it was in my
I forgot I did.
Oh yes, I forgot about this too. Oh my God. Okay. So after the concert, we ended up meeting the guitar player from Smash Mouth or whatever.
And then gave us a guitar pick.
There's my little pretty Joel. I love him.
He's so cute.
Then Brad from LFO, and then we got him to record a video for Lydia.
Thank you so much.
Her favorite.
And then, were we sleeping over?
You slept over. You had to go work the next day. Remember? So you had to, yes. Alan got a room, but you and Alan got the sleepover, and then I drove
and
you
And then you
home,
drove
think,
me to...
the station.
To DeFranco house.
Oh, maybe. Okay, yeah, maybe yes. I did.
And
yeah.
Then...
No, and then I came and we recorded the episode.
I don't remember. Yes.
I don't know.
It was some weird... You always make some sort
we
of
had
like
a
weird
plan.
Stream.
We had a big plan, and then we followed all of the steps.
Yes, because
and
instead of
out.
Going to the show with Alan, I went with Sophia.
And
yes.
I went with Alan.
You went, so then I felt that I would stay over with Alan.
Yes, that's right.
And then we, anyways, whatever. It
yeah.
all worked out.
It all worked out.
It was fine.
But as I was staying at the hotel, I was like, man, I'm really upset that I didn't buy the Chris VIP, whatever. Then I was just hanging out in the lobby while Alan was gambling, and look who came by.
Yay!
Chris from NSYNC and his manager, Carrie. So that was great
and
times.
You mentioned again to be on the podcast.
Yes.
Because I feel like we asked him, like,
you know
times.
What? 2024 is the year that Chris Woo! Is going to be on our podcast.
Yeah. All right.
In Carrie and Chris's defense, first of all, Chris is very busy. Uh-huh. But secondly, we also don't hound them enough to get
there. I will hound them, but
we are not ready to record with Chris because I feel like we don't pick a scheduled day when we
right.
can record.
Yes.
So
we need to come up with a plan for that.
Why doesn't Chinzia record?
By myself?
Yeah. You could be like, hello, I love your eyeballs.
I love your eyeballs.
I mean, you know.
Okay. Anyways. So afterwards, when Sophia and Lydia were leaving to go home, we were also in the lobby and we noticed that there's a bar. It's called Lucky's Bar. That's
yes.
right there by the fountain. And we saw the people. So Lydia's like, screw it, I'm getting free meet and greets. So she got the lead singer of Smash Mouth.
Yeah.
She got Brad from LFO.
I did.
Yeah. She got Jacob from O-Town.
Yay, I collected them
that's,
all.
That is a nice one.
That's
a very nice
picture.
Very sweet. So yeah, so they were good. So Lydia's like, sorry to bother you, blah, blah, blah. And then whatever. So that was a good.
On my Facebook has my picture.
So why didn't you put it in the group album?
Because that one, you did it after I did it.
Okay. Do you want me to go to your Facebook?
Sure.
You better.
What is this?
Is that
maybe
there's
another
thing?
One? The other one?
No.
You're right. Up.
Isn't it right there?
Where?
Look a little bit down.
Up and down.
Right there.
This one.
Yes.
Okay, share this tab instead.
There
we okay,
go.
So here's Sophia's pictures, which were the boys were playing an acoustic show. We were all lined up
they
against
the
wall.
They were very funny. Very,
it was very,
very
funny.
Good.
So then here are Sophia's
Ooh,
pictures
yes.
with the boys.
Nice shirt.
That's yes. a nice shirt. Very poppies and cute.
Yeah.
So yes, and then these are Sophia's pictures of the yes. concert as well. So that was good. So now we will go back and share this tab.
Yeah.
Okay.
Back to our channel. Okay.
Okay. So
concert.
So the Backstreet Boys celebrated their 30th anniversary on April 20th. So they did nothing. So they did a BSB 30 countdown, which started afterwards. So people could talk about their favorite
moments
over the last 30 years yes. and pick that. So they kind of did that. And then it was supposed to, I don't know. It was a thing.
And then they just doing the Mexico trip, but that's like.
But the Mexico trip is to end the 30th year.
Yes,
I guess.
So it was like a big countdown to the surprise thing. And the surprise thing was this trip to Mexico that's happening in April
of next year.
Of 2024.
Yes.
So.
Okay.
So Niall Horan from One Direction ended up releasing a solo album. So we reviewed that. Then that's when the Backstreet Boys launched the trip to Mexico thing. So we chatted about that. Johnny Wright, who is the manager of New Kids on the Block, Backstreet Boys, and NSYNC. He was on Lance's
And now
podcast.
98 Degrees, because we
and
found
now
out.
And now 98 yeah. Degrees, and also a band called No Lonely Hearts that he's trying to promote. So so we were talking about that podcast episode.
And we also got a shout out from them.
That wasn't for that episode. That
was no, but when later, I think. They were talking with the Canadian Soul Decision.
Trevor from Soul Decision. Yes. Yes. So then we Lance and Michael shouted us out for recapping their episode, their podcast.
And then they were like, we made it.
Yeah.
So yeah, we needed content. Hey, Lance was interviewing boy banders. We can't get access to boy banders. So
like he chat about
it. Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
We rewatched the NSYNC Disney Channel concert. So we talked about that. Mm-hmm. Oh, and then Lydia and I went on a road trip.
Oh yeah.
To Cleveland, Ohio. Woo-hoo. Because
yeah, we did.
BB Mac was performing with the Pop 2K tour. So we have videos from there as well.
Because BB Mac had not crossed the ocean for some time. It's been
we had never seen BB Mac in concert. I was hemming and hawing over this. Sophia was in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Yes, because I had asked, do you want to go and then to I that? You said no because you want to go to see
because I wanted to go see BB Mac.
But then I was like, I would like to go because I haven't seen Nick in a while. I think about a year.
Yes. Mm.
So then I was like, I'm gonna go see Nick.
Okay, so let me see if I can find. Okay, so let us find some additional things. So, Lydia and I, no, I'm in ours for our pop to Niagara Falls, yada, yada, yada. No, maybe I didn't put pictures up from when we went to Cleveland.
I thought
it was right here where it says pop 2000 in Cleveland. So, yes, we did. Lydia was very excited about this member of the band.
He had a very,
very
tight
buff
shirt on. I wanted that button to hit me in the face.
Lydia's
just
like,
exploding.
Pop open. Yes. So I decided I wasn't going to do VIPs. And Lydia's like, we drove all the way to Cleveland. We're doing VIPs. Because also before Lydia confirmed, I was going to just take like the bus and the train. But I had to work the next day and things were just not meshing well. Mm-hmm. So then I decided I would drive. I didn't want to drive by myself because it's about 5.5 hours. So Lydia's like, fine, I'll come. So like, okay. So here's BB Mac. They very lovely guys. We talked about this in a review. Then my delightful Christopher. Mm-hmm. He liked the Cookie Monster dress.
It's a very cute dress.
And then I was just like, because JC had just come out with a Meow Mix thing at this point. I was like, so he can get together with a bunch of cats, but he can't get together with you guys. He's like, eh. And this was right before the troll stuff was announced. So yes. I was just like,
oh, so he knew. Yeah. He knew at that time.
He did. Yes.
He's probably saying that's why he was like,
yeah, okay, he couldn't really talk. And it was like a very quick meeting.
Yeah. There's
Eric, Jacob, Dan, and Trevor from O-Town.
Woo-hoo.
Delightful. Trevor was the best because he had his own little light that he was coming to make sure that the light looked good.
Trevor's so awesome, funny. Right? He knows how to work the camera.
He is fantastic. So yeah, so there's me crying because I had to show.
I really appreciated
that to Sophia because I was like, because every time Chris performs, I cry.
Yeah.
And I try, and the reason why I cry is I'm always upset that NSYNC is not getting back together. Although they've been getting much closer this year.
Yes.
However, it's just whatever. And I'm like, I'm fine. So I got through like the first two songs that Chris always does. I was like, I'm fine. Everything's great. Then he expanded the set list.
Yes.
And I was like, there's more songs. And I was like, oh my God. So yes, I should have sat.
To be fair.
I sat in the best spot.
Lydia sat in the best spot. It. I was at the back of a crowd. I kept trying to move forward. But these people in Cleveland, they just moved. They wouldn't let anyone through and no one was moving and everybody had their space. And I was like, I couldn't find a good angle to get up. Mm-hmm. So then I should have just gone upstairs. But
I was with a bunch of pansy lesbians. It was a wonderful time. They were like drunk and like giggly and like huggy. Amazing. And I'm like, this is so cute. These guys are good for them.
Yes.
Yeah, so, it was a lot of fun.
And then, we met one of our listeners and it was just like a lot of fun times. So that was good. So now we are going to switch over to Sophia's Raleigh, North Carolina.
Share this test.
Okay.
Look at my shoulder
shimmy.
Down. Up and down. Shoulder
shimmy. Now we're in Susan. Did you not put it?
Oh, go to in my Instagram. I think I put it on my Instagram.
Oh, your Instagram.
Damn it, Sophia. I don't have these things over there.
Okay, you can open. I should be logged into my sexy Instagram. Sorry, everyone. You're going to
My apologies. I thought I put it on there, but now that I...
Why can I not type?
There we go. Okay.
Sorry.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to drink some more water?
I would be delighted to do that, but let me find Sophia first.
Sorry. BSB.
Yes, I know what's
okay. All right, there we go. So there we go. So this is Sophia. So we're gonna share this tab.
Yes, instead. Just keep going down. There we go. Sorry, I did a lot of fun things this year. So
you better be sorry.
How dare you do fun things?
Go to hell. Yeah, keep going down. Nope, keep going. I like to share my memories and do some fun things.
You can share memories on Instagram.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, there it is.
This one?
Right here. Down more, a little bit down. Right there.
This one?
Yes.
Ooh la la.
So this is when Sophia took a bus for 25 hours.
Yes. It was
each way.
It was worth it just to see him because I hadn't seen him in a year. Because the Backstreet Boys played the year previous in the summertime.
Yes.
For the DNA tour. They came back to Toronto. So I was like, let's go see him. And then this is basically a preview of his Who Am I tour. And he basically said everything that he was going to do, he pretty much did. And
oh, there you go. At least he's a man of his word.
So I did it. I got a preview before the show.
There you go.
So it was really good.
Oh, yeah. And so that's basically Sophia was in town for what, 3 hours before you had to get back on the bus?
Really, I was there like maybe. I got there at 5. I left at like 10:30, 11:30. Yeah, I would say like
about five hours.
Yeah.
So 50 hours on a bus for 5 hours.
Girl, you're crazy.
Wow. To be fair.
Yeah, yeah. You're right.
It's like a concert anyways, right? It's just more the travel. And then here are the like videos and pictures. Yeah, because
every time I click on a video, it starts playing. So
I think those ones are pictures, though.
This one?
I believe so. Yes, here we go. No, I'm not lying.
There you go.
Yeah, that's how close. Wow, wow, wow. Gorgeous.
So this was a private little event that they added.
Because the one hour.
One of the reasons why I didn't go is because Nick had already bailed on a con this year. And I'm like, I'm not going to spend all this money to go there.
Shame on you.
And then he added an acoustic concert. I'm like, oh, he's not quitting now because he's doing a concert as well.
So,
yes.
So I was like, I got to go.
Fun times. That,
and then.
Alrighty. So then we talked about BB Mac. We are a tour. You had that, so that was GalaxyCon in Raleigh, North Carolina. We did a BB Mac album review. Oh, then we found a boy band called Five and the Six.
Yes.
The Backstreet Experience. So we had Chad, oh my God.
Andre
and, oh my God, I can't remember his name.
It's right there.
Jacob? Is it Jacob?
It's not Jacob. It's something else. Jakin.
Yeah, well, I knew it started with a J.
Yes. So we had them on our podcast to talk about their thing. So they had a show called Backstreet Experience in Oakville.
So Jakin was Kevin, Chad was Brian, and the other dude, Andre, was AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
And then there was obviously a Nick.
You're good. You're good.
Okay. I've gone too far.
You went too far.
All right. So then, yes, so we had them on. Then NSYNC started like trolling for clues. So they started talking about trolls and things, and things were like happening. And
like,
what is going on?
And we're like, is there a song?
Random
or
signs
something?
Would come up, and you're just like, what's going on? Because we knew Justin was always coming out with a new Trolls movie, but then it kind of, they had other trolls. So we were just like, what is this? Is NSYNC going to make a reunion? Are they going to be the band that Justin's part of? And then we're like, no. So there was a lot of like random things that were going on. And it put the world into a frenzy because people are like spotting NSYNC things and like, oh my God, is NSYNC getting back together or whatever? And then
is there an album? Is there a song? Is
and
there a tour? What is
there
happening?
There was the award show that I can't remember.
MTV
VMAs. Yes. And they were there and they presented Taylor Swift with an award.
Yes.
So
oh,
like,
yeah,
excited.
Yeah. You're right.
And that's how we like, she gave a friendship bracelet to Joey.
No, Lance gave one to
Oh, Lance gave one to
So because Taylor's fans do friendship bracelets.
Which I really love. I like that trend.
Like
that's
a thing
sweet.
That people are doing now. For example, I'm still wearing my Nick Carter made for us.
Yes.
One,
so. I still have the one boy band break that we need.
I gave all of mine away to share with our fans.
Yes. That's later on in the year.
Okay.
So Jonas Brothers came to Toronto. So we, Diane and I saw that. Then we did our annual boy band fantasy draft.
And Sophia won, like she said she won.
We put in
and
a robot.
And even when Chinzia cheated, I still won.
How did I cheat? I don't remember. Oh, I do remember how I cheated. Yes.
I didn't cheat. I don't remember.
I will explain in a moment.
I was like, think about it.
The episode aired while I was in Mexico.
Oh, yes. Yes, you did cheat. I remember.
So I was like, ha, ha, ha. I had the Pop 2K boys.
I was like, yeah. I so have nobody to ask.
4 out of 5 of my members were there in Mexico. And we said that you would get bonus points if a boy band member acknowledged our fantasy draft.
Yes, that's right.
So I got the 4 members who were in your Mexico band. In my band to record things saying to vote.
Yes.
So, yes. So I had Ryan Cabrera, I had Eric from O-Town, I had Chris from NSYNC.
Nice.
I had Lance Bass, and I cannot remember my 4th one.
You said Ryan Cabrera.
Yes, but he was there. Anyway, so... So we were there when Better Place came out. So that's the new NSYNC song and first NSYNC song in 20 years or so.
And it got number one the night it was
like,
right?
Yeah, yes. So like the next week. So they definitely played that all weekend while we were there. Mm-hmm.
It was it's a really good song.
Chris was hiding out behind the stage. So it was just like awkward. And people have commented. They're like, this is like the most awkward club dance party. We're like, okay, yes. But there was like 100 and some odd people there.
Yeah.
And yeah. And some people were outside eating and didn't know the song was playing. Anyways, yes. So they did some karaoke's.
You also did a karaoke.
I did.
You fell at one point.
I fell going up the stairs.
Amazing.
Billy Gilman helped me up. I did my Shakira. Yeah. I was like, yes, I did that.
As long as you had fun.
Chris and the guy who runs the thing, they did a couple of songs together. It was a very fun trip. So I have lots of videos from their show that they did.
You said mom, right?
Mom came with me. So it was in Playa del Carmen, Mexico. So obviously it was Pop 2K in Paradise. So it was Chris from NSYNC was hosting it. O-Town was there. Brad from LFO, Ryan Cabrera, with his wife, who was very pregnant, and she brought a lot of her wrestler friends.
Yes, Alexa Bliss.
I was like, Sophia would really enjoy this.
And you had messaged me in the chat and asked, who are these people? And I said, this is this person.
I was like, because I was talking to this Kayla Chick, and I thought she was just her friend, but apparently she's like on the WWE.
Yeah, she's an interviewer, backstage interviewer.
And then there was another guy, I want to say Dolph.
Dolph Ziggler, he got fired
like
the week
before. She's like, oh, he just got fired.
So
like,
he has lots of time.
So I was like, okay. But I didn't know who they were, so I should have taken pictures. And then their gay hairdresser, Josh, was fabulous, and he loved mom and took a lot of pictures. So
that's
wonderful.
So anyway, so if you're looking, I have a bunch of video performances up here on our Boy Band Break YouTube page. So check that out. Also, Billy Gilman was there, and Carl Walker and the other guy. Oh my God, why can't I remember his name? David Cook was there as well.
Ah.
So yes, he was on American Idol.
I don't know. Yeah, David Cook, yeah.
Yes. Okay, so then we did a recount. Sophia also went to 90s Con Tampa.
Because I had asked again, would you like to come? You had mentioned you were thinking of going to Mexico.
And I really wanted to go to Mexico.
Right,
I've never been to Mexico ever. And it was like going to Mexico with Chris in O-Town. I thought this would be a lot of fun.
Yes.
And it was less than half the price of the Backstreet Boys in Mexico.
Yes.
Which, again, I would like to go, but I cannot go because I cannot afford that.
Yeah. It's very expensive. So then I was like, Nick and AJ are going to be there. And then Howie was also announced. And then Nick has another concert. So obviously he wasn't going to cancel.
Yeah, so he wasn't going to cancel.
And it's in his hometown, Tampa.
And then AJ was doing an event with Joey Fatone from NSYNC.
Yes.
And then Howie was doing a Howie Eats. So we're like, well, they're all definitely going to be there.
So I was like, I got to go.
And this was
going to be fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this was the week after my birthday. And it was the CCMA weekend and I was volunteering. Which again, it was just volunteering. So I could not have gone to volunteer. I could have gone to Florida.
Yeah.
But I did save some money, so I feel like that's probably good because I feel like if I would have gone, I definitely would have wanted to do all the events. So
I didn't do any of the events because I already done a Nick concert in Raleigh, North Carolina, and the other two were very expensive. So I was like, that's okay. At least I get a selfie with Howie. And
that's Helena?
Yes.
Why, yes, it is. So this is Howie's sister.
Yeah, you were on the episode when we talked about it.
Okay, so obviously there's Sophia and Nick. That is a beautiful picture.
Yes.
You guys look gorgeous.
Yes.
And there is Howie's sister, Pollyanna.
She was there, and we were waiting in the line, and we're like, hey, let's take a photo.
Now, did you remind her that she was on our podcast?
I did.
So she was on our podcast like a couple years ago.
Wow.
I would say during the pandemic.
Yeah, 2001, I think.
Yes, she was there for sure.
Still looking good.
Yes, and then, of course, Howie.
Yes.
Gorge.
So fun. And then we got some fun pictures. Aww. And usually how I do an icebreaker, I use my phone and I say, hey, look how we did our pictures from last 90s con. Yeah. And they're like, okay, let's do some fun pictures again.
There you go. So, yeah. And you'll see that Joey is wearing a Ryan Cabrera shirt.
Because yeah.
Oh, that Joey.
Oh, goodness.
He's a nuts.
And then I got to meet the last member of Beverly Hills 90210 that I needed.
Brian Austin Green
was
there.
So it was good. And then I got AJ.
If you wow, that's a great picture.
Yes.
Too. Wow. Okay.
Very nice.
And then two of my favorites, because last 90s con, I got three of them. So this time I wanted to get
this
two
was
of them.
From Charmed?
Yes. Okay. My favorite sister.
Yes. And there I took a bunch of pictures of vendors.
And then I got to see Josh, which was fun.
We love Josh. Yes. So Josh is AJ's bodyguard.
Yeah.
He's AJ's bodyguard, but he also runs the nail polish and beauty line, Ava D Beauty, yes, with AJ, which basically Josh does most of the work.
Yes.
But yeah,
I've always seen this online. I want, like, it was very expensive because of the shipping.
Did you end up buying anything?
I didn't end up buying anything, but it was very nice to see it in person.
So they have a bunch of different nail polish colors. They actually have like a Backstreet package, which each boy has their own color.
Oh, cute.
They have, usually at cons, there'll be some autographed ones that AJ can.
They have body scrubs now.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And they have lip product.
Lip balm and lipstick.
Yeah. So it's Ava Dean Beauty. Mm-hmm. So Ava, it was his daughter's first name, and Lyric's middle name is Dean. Mm. So that's why he took the name.
Yeah.
Ironically, now Ava doesn't go by Ava. She goes by Elliot. Yes. So,
and then
because there was too many Avas in her class, so she had a different name. So she took the name from Pete's Dragon.
Oh, yeah. I see.
So.
Okay. And then beside their booth was the blankets.
So Minky Couture.
Yes.
So they are fancy blankets. Ah! So they had these that matched the nail polish colors.
Cute.
So each of the boys have their own color, so you could get that. But
cute. Wow.
Very expensive blankets.
Yeah, even with the 45%
were
off.
They super soft, though?
It was so soft.
Wow. Yeah.
Yes. Who are you taking Blockbuster video?
It was just the guy.
Oh, just the guy at the booth.
Because he's like, hey, remember Blockbuster? And I was like, absolutely, I do. Because I grew up with Blockbuster.
Oh, you got a picture of Zach Morris.
Yes.
What?
This one was easier to get than the.
Oh, when we were trying to get it at 90s Con in Connecticut, they just kept capping the lines.
Yeah.
We could not get him.
So, like, at like 1 o'clock, there was like 10 people in the line. I was like, okay, I'm getting it.
Nice. Good for you.
And then I was able to go to the Full House finally. Their panel, because last time we could not get
in
it.
Line for I think Joey Fatone. So
yes, it was like 3 hours. And then I bought Mickey ears. So
very cute. Oh, okay, so that they didn't have that merch at the Connecticut one, obviously.
Yes,
Mickey Mouse.
So then I was like, oh my god, I need to get it. So then I had to wear it in the picture.
Oh, okay. Yes.
She had to wear it.
I had to.
So AJ and Nick, very nice. And you got some more Nick selfies.
That was the end of my selfie adventures and pictures. Because as you know, cons are very expensive.
Cons can definitely add up. So
I capped it off there.
But then you also have a Howie.
No, I did my GIF.
Oh,
it's an animated picture.
Yes. Because I was like, cool the way that I had that.
Very nice.
Yes.
All right. So that was then. Okay.
So that was September.
Yeah. I ended up going to Nashville to see Nick. Also did not get a VIP there. But we were front row, so we did that. And then we had
what tour is this?
This is the Who Am I.
This was his like
Who I Am tour.
Well, how come he's dressed nicer here?
This is the same outfits that he wore. So
are
this was
sure?
the first leg of the tour.
I think because they're front row, you can see it clearer.
No, he was wearing a white suit.
Of him in the white suit. I just have
Wanted
Dead or Alive.
Okay,
and I have
Made for Us.
Because Made for Us had not been released when we were there at that point.
Oh,
so
I see.
I decided to put it up to help people. And look at that, 3,000 views.
Woo!
Over 3,000 views. So.
Awesome.
Money off of them, but you know, whatever. But no, so that was like a really good, because at the point when these tickets went on sale, they didn't have the second leg yet. So I figured I haven't seen Nick all year. Maybe we'll go see. So we did that. And then, so then we talked about when we went to go see the Backstreet Experience in Oakville. Mm-hmm. So that was the boys that we had interviewed. So that was for, so that was for my birthday. So we kind of chatted about that. Then I have a Pop 2K in Paradise, two recaps. Then my friend Leslie came to talk about the first half of the Nick Carter Who Am I tour. Who I am.
You said you kept saying who am I.
Who I am.
To be fair,
Howie is who I am.
Which one am I?
Which one am I?
So it's kind of
confusing. There's a lot of confusion.
It's confusing. I understand. Yes.
Who I am. So Leslie was also. So Leslie was the friend that I met at the beginning of the year in LA. She's from London, Ontario. And she was also on the Nick Carter Street team. So she was kind of talking about that in the episode. And both of you were sick, or you were sick and you were working or something.
You were working because you, the 10-day after.
Yes. Your secret movie. Yes.
Yay.
And Sophia was deathly ill. So I was like, okay, we need to make. So then we had part 3 of Pop 2000 in Paradise. So,
well, to be fair, 5 days.
It was a 5-day vacation. So there was a lot. Mom was our guest on this. So she was chatting with me and Sophia. We kind of recapped everything. So then brings us up to November.
Oh, yeah.
So that's when Lydia came with us to Niagara Falls.
Yes.
And we did November 10th and 11th. Yes. And we did Nick Carter in Niagara Falls for the
2 days.
Who I Am tour.
Good. Yes.
Second leg of the tour. So you can hear all about that. Those are episodes 269 and 270. And then we also, again, we did not buy VIPs because we were broke.
Yes.
But we were able to see him very briefly leaving the hotel.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So that was that. And that brings us to the end.
Present day.
Is that all? Let's check the Facebook just to be on the safe side.
So I'm going to make sure if we forgot any other events.
Yes, other events.
People can't see this. So where? Well, okay.
We weren't going to.
You look and me and Sophia will entertain for a moment.
Okay. So there's not much. No, that's March.
Boy Band Christmas.
Why is this all 2022? I'm too far down.
Okay.
Pop 2000 in Paradise.
Yeah, it looks like that.
No, I got nothing here.
Okay. Well, if you have to make an album. Like, what if you didn't make an album?
I've started making albums.
Okay. Very good, very good.
Go all the way up.
Okay.
Those are super long ago. Yeah, okay, let's see.
Basically nothing else has happened recently. So.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, we can share the pictures of the Backstreet Experience. Yeah, sure. So hold on, we'll share this.
So this was during
Chindia's
birthday.
So this was my birthday weekend thing. So yes. I think it was this tab. Nope.
I think it was the first one. There you go.
This tab.
There you go.
So Lydia and I.
I was like, let's take a photo.
So we had that. So Robin and Sammy won our contest.
They did come
and see the Backstreet Experience. So we went to the works beforehand. And then here's the boys on stage. Very blurry pictures. Then we moved closer during the half song.
The signs worked very well.
Yes, they did.
Well, I'm just like, are they not even noticing us? And then so we made a bunch of signs. Listen to Boy Band Break, Backstreet Experience super fan. We love 5 and 6. Sorry. Oh God, I'm gone too far.
There we go.
Okay. So there's pictures of them on stage. This is their manager, Joe, lovely guy. So then we ended up taking pictures with them. So here's all the boys. This one is the Nick Carter guy.
Kevin.
Jakin is Howie, right?
Oh, Howie? I thought it was Kevin, sorry.
No, this guy's Kevin, obviously. Okay. Look at him. Yeah, it's Kevin. Yeah. And then Chad was Brian. And then Andre was AJ.
So
it was a lot of fun. These guys are super fun.
Yes.
If they end up doing another show, you should go see them. They put on a really good show, and it was their first show together as that 5 group because they had been various members. So it was really good. So 5 in the 6.
Excellent.
And I think that's it for that year.
Yes. That year that we are currently in.
And it's almost over.
So really, I feel like it felt like we weren't going to get a lot accomplished this year, but we definitely did some boy band concerts.
We did lots of things,
a bunch of cons.
Yes. I just felt like, yes, obviously better to do things with friends, but if you don't want to miss the opportunities to go, you should definitely go.
Honestly, that's the thing. Because you're not
really by yourself at concerts because you see so many people
and you meet
the same
people.
Thing, right? Everyone loves the same thing when you're there.
And I'm sure at each of the cons you went to, you ran into people that you've seen at other Backstreet events throughout the years, and you probably made new friends with people you're waiting in line because you're a very outgoing person.
I like to chat with people, so it was very easy.
We were making friends with people in Cleveland.
Yeah. Yes. The lady who, I remember when I went to go get Taco Bell and you
were. I thought you were going to die.
Yes, I thought.
Lydia just took off and was gone for a very long time.
I had no data because I'm poor. But
and she was.
You survived, so that's good.
I did survive. So.
Yeah.
But you so made friends with the people in line behind you. So
yes. And I talked to a few of them on Facebook Messenger still because they go to events.
Yeah,
and
for sure.
They're like, oh my God, this is what happened. I'm like, that's awesome.
And it's so funny because in the Cleveland one, I ended up running into a girl. She's like, we have a lot of mutual friends. Her name is Kim. And I was like, okay. And then I added her. And then she was at the Mexico trip. Because she was like, so I was just like, oh, look at that. She's always like, people everywhere.
It's
and
really a small world.
It really is. And I have to say, though, is that I noticed this year specifically, maybe not as much in the previous years, is that literally every time we've gone to a back, like a boy band event, someone has come up to us and said, oh, hey, I listened to your podcast.
Yes.
So I gave out all of the.
I gave them out as well.
I forgot we were going to talk about that. So by the Taylor Swift thing, we started making like little bracelets for the Nick Carter concerts. We were giving out boy band break bracelets to people. Yes. So that was pretty cool. But
and I really like that trend.
It was really fun. Yeah. I've started organizing the letter B, so it's easier for future bracelets.
Excellent.
B is not a popular letter in this random apartment, but our anyways,
you can try a P and make it a B,
and then it just
and then you roasted online.
It was our friend Mickey, so it's fine.
It's all good. It's all good. It was.
Anyways,
fun.
The point is that it's cool to see that like we think that no one is listening, and we obviously don't have a lot of listeners. We do. We've hit over 1,000, so that's good. But it's
we appreciate everyone.
And if you ever see us at an event, like come say hi.
Yes.
Like I was at a Much Music event. The documentary, and I ran into a girl who listens to podcasts. So it's just like, it's just like so cool. Yeah. And I think that's great that, you know, we appreciate you all. And
we love you all so much.
And
we love you so much. Kisses.
Sorry, all I saw was Lydia's mouth from the side.
Kisses,
and
kisses
like,
to all of you.
Bessels,
thank you for listening. Hope you listen in the new year.
Yeah,
as well.
For sure. Yeah. And again, as always, if you have any ideas,
Suggestions
of what you want us to talk about, if there's an album review you want us to do, if there's a boy band we've never talked about that you think, oh, we should find them out or something, or you know, like maybe, or just some fun ideas, maybe we can do some more interactive like fun things, or like I don't know, trivia nights. I have no idea. We'll figure out something. So if you have any ideas at all, please feel free to message us, and we would love to hear it. So there you go. So Happy New Year.
Here's our confetti. Pretend confetti. Woo!
Here's to more boy bands. Am I right?
And more boy band experiences.
Exactly, for sure.
Together.
All right, guys. Thanks for taking a break with us.
Until next time.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.